I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Wow, I guess 19 pounds is a small bird.
Oh, you are being bird shamed, my friend.
I am.
Yeah.
On Texnado at 51059.
26 people, pounds.
They've got big birds compared to my little hen.
26 pounds of all natural, no hormones.
My goodness.
I have 23 pounds, BJ. 19, I laugh at you.
Wasn't it you last Friday that you brought up this story that was out there about how you can track your turkey and know its life?
Yes. Is this the worst thing ever?
Why would you? Why would you?
I don't know.
But I hear it's, I saw it over the weekend, and it's very popular.
So what you do, it's, I think it's Genio or something. It's one particular company. And you scan the little scanner on your phone, and it'll give you where the bird grew up.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have the actual story?
I do. Okay, I just found it.
It's,
here it is.
Yeah, okay.
Genio and something else.
Genio and honeysuckle white turkeys. And so it's a code found on the turkey, and then you can find out where the baby was born, the family who raised it, even the things that the bird likes to do, like some of its favorite activities.
This is the bird that you just bought that's got its head chopped off.
I know!
And now they're asking that you go online and you track down this bird, where it came from, what its life was like, the family, and the farm that it came from, and their background and everything.
Yeah, and then it says it's also good because you can track salmonella. So if you know, which there is a huge, let me find it, there's a huge outbreak of salmonella right now in Turkey, and you can find out, wait, was that the farm that had the salmonella? Yeah.
That's I don't know. I don't know if I want to know the background of my bird.
I don't know what it did and how it frolicked in the fields.
Oh, because
I guess this one bird, the lady was saying that his favorite thing to do was play with a tennis ball.
Oh.
And he would run with it like it was a soccer ball.
Oh.
And then that song, we had joy, we had fun, we had, you know, that whole song was playing in the background. Just
wow.
Crazy. Yeah.
Right, see, that would make me feel guilty.
I would want to eat it.
Yeah. That would be, what's this coming to? Are we going to be able to scan our hamburgers and find out what the cow loved to do out in the field?
Yeah, Betsy. This is Betsy.
I mean, that's what this is like.
Well, it's like saying to me, like, these are Betsy's body parts that you're consuming.
Oh. Yeah.
Betsy the cow.
Betsy was a good girl.
By the way, speaking of, with Thanksgiving just around the corner, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that Genio Turkey Store Sales LLC recalled 91,000 pounds of ground turkey.
Oh, wow.
91,000 pounds. That's a lot of ground turkey.
Sure is.
So, yeah.
I can't stand ground turkey.
I can't either.
I can't.
I don't know
sorry.
What it is.
People that order these turkey burgers
I
and
can't
stuff.
Even, please.
And Lisa loves to get turkey bacon.
Oh,
I can't stand
no,
it.
I
it's
don't
gross.
Like it. It is gross, but a piggy
look,
is better.
I don't mind a 19-pound bird. You put it in a roaster and you roast a turkey. It's pretty darn good. But I don't get all this ground stuff and the turkey bacon. I cannot stand it.
By the way, there are about 1 million illnesses that are caused every year. 1 million. 1.2 salmonella cases a year, and then 1 million of those cause illnesses. And here's what to look for, okay? You ready? Everybody look
What's
for
that?
This on Thursday. If you start to get a fever, if you get the diarrhea and some stomach cramps, then you got yourself some good old-fashioned salmonella.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just know that.
Thank goodness it's not frozen birds.
But it's still part of it's turkey.
I know it is, but nobody really cooks that type of turkey for Thanksgiving.
But still, it's still from the same farms.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying the recall is on the ground stuff.
But
so.
It's still.
What? There's no reason
okay,
for alarm.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something. This is a cover up. And I am not a conspiracy girl.
What?
But I'm going to tell you that a lot of these turkeys came from the same place, but they're saying nothing. They're saying nothing. Because
we're supposed to freak out. Now you're going to start
this. I'll tell you why.
That our turkeys that are in the freezer right now.
Yes, two things. Because nobody's eating those kind of turkeys right now. Nobody goes and grabs a huge turkey right now. Every single day they'll grab the ground turkey and eat it. But not until Friday will we hear, oh, yeah. Those were also over at that farm.
Get out of here. Yeah. No.
Well, who's eating whole turkeys right now? We don't know.
We would be warned. They would warn you about these birds.
We don't know yet because we haven't eaten them. Oh, yeah.
Somebody.
Nope.
Would have squealed by now.
Nobody's eating them yet. Nobody's eating them yet. I'm telling you, we'll find out on Friday when you have the squirts.
Why is it that we only have turkey once a year?
I don't know.
That makes no sense to me because, like I said a few minutes ago, turkeys right now, you can get them for 49 cents a pound at mm-hmm. King Supers. What a deal. 20-pound turkey, 10 bucks. Yeah. Okay? And it's a great deal. Why would you throw them in the freezer and cook them year-round? But we don't do it.
Well, and here's the other thing. I was talking to my friend about this. It is, like, for all of you poor bastards like you, BJ, you guys, you have to do all this work.
I beg your pardon?
All the cooking.
Poor. Oh.
Yeah. Were you a bastard? You were a bastard. Yeah,
but just the way you started that sentence.
Anyway, sorry. I forget
it was a little touchy.
No, but you know what?
It was a little
to
hurtful.
Me, bastard is fun, yeah. And I forget you were one, so not so much fun.
It's not so much fun.
So sorry.
No, it's not.
All right, so all you poor people that have to do all the stuff, I honestly, I like a little bit of mashed potatoes and maybe a piece of turkey. I'm not a big fan of it. And then I'm done.
That's it?
Mm. And a roll.
Oh, no. You got to have the works, man.
No.
I'll tell you what the menu is.
Okay.
Or has been in years past for me anyway. You got to do the turkey and dressing, obviously, right? You got to have gravy.
Dressing.
Mashed potatoes.
Right.
You got to have that. You got to have your yams.
Got to have the yams.
Yams? Green, nobody likes yams.
Green bean casserole.
Got to have that.
Got to have that. Yams. And baked macaroni and cheese.
I feel like people
I like
eat,
that.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one. I feel like people eat a lot of stuff that they don't really like just because you cook it, like yams.
Yeah.
And then the can of cranberry. I just saw a study that says that's the best cranberry you can ever do. It's the canned cranberry.
Really?
Yeah. I'll do it too.
Yeah. It's what it said. But nobody really likes it. Like,
no, that's yucky.
It is yucky.
I like it.
And yams?
Yeah, I
with
love
marshmallows
yams.
On them?
Mm. No, I don't do the marshmallows. I don't like the marshmallows. I like the yams.
And I don't like how you do your potatoes.
Skin on.
Skin,
you got to leave
so
the
gross.
Skin on.
Country boil style.
Them.
No,
yes, country style.
I don't
style.
Want that stuff. Yeah, it gets like in my, that. Between my teeth. It's like, what you got in there? I got the skin from a tire.
I'm starving. Let's go to breakfast,
know,
guys.
Right?
Come on.
No.
Let's play some music. We'll just go to breakfast, okay?
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.